Call the Board of Supervisors, Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, June 15, 2022 at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Schuler, Tiemann, Dorn, Swavely, and Lytle. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes held for the meeting June 1st, 2022. Approve all claims through June 15th, 2022 in the amount of $2,462,563. Accept claim number 2206-0292 to Hard Rock Quarries, LLC, in the amount of $13,036.75. And claim number 2206-0294 to Johnny's Welding, Inc. in the amount of $78.87 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Receive and place on file the State Patrol on-site assessment report of the Sheriff's Office. Approve receiving and place on file the 2021 annual report for the Pickerel Fire and Rescue and Beatrice Fire and Rescue. Approve District Court Summary Fee Report and Register of Deeds Fee Report for the month of May 2022. Approve Utility Permit Number 1249 to Water Systems and Services of Holmesville, Nebraska. Water System Services will be installing a new 1-inch water line. Water Service will be trenching a 6-inch wide by 5-foot deep trench for a 1-inch water line across 142nd Road into Jefferson County, roughly 260 feet north of the PWF Road, located in the southwest quarter of Section 18, Township 2, North Range 5, East Elm Township. Approve Gage County Disaster Declaration for Storm Event on June 11, 2022. Are there any items you'd like to pull off of the consent agenda? If not, I'd ask for a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second. Moved by Jurgens, second by Dorn. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Up next is the regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 2206-0292 to Hard Rock Quarries, LLC, in the amount of $13,036.75. This is a company I'm affiliated with.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jurgens, second by Dorn to approve. Any discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor with Tiemann abstaining. Approve or disapprove claim number 2206-0294 to Johnny's Welding, Inc. in the amount of $78.87. This brings the total amount of claims approved through June 15, 2022 to $2,475,678.62.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 5 in favor with Jurgens voting nay. 5 in favor.
One
Jurgens
click off. I got messed up here this morning with this thing.
Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Anyone may comment on any matter that is not on the agenda. There's also a sign-up sheet for the public hearing over on the desk to my right.
For the liquor license
for 18550 U.S. Highway 77, USTOP.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm Patrick Etheridge, editor and publisher of the Beatrice Daily Sun. Every year we do a contest in our newspaper called Gage County Favorites, where we let the public vote over a period of time, and we name a lot of favorites. This year, since I couldn't track him down anywhere else, the recipient of our Gage County favorite for favorite county official was Eric Tiemann, and I thought I would just show up this morning and give him his ribbon.
Thank you, Patrick. This is a major award.
If I had a pin, I'd pin it on your chest for you. Thank you all.
Patrick. Well, we have Patrick here because we don't get him out of the office very often. We're really lucky in Gage County. We have a media that actually does cover our local events here. We have Doug, and we communicate back and forth with him all the time. And Patrick's rep here, Scooter, we see him every couple weeks, and we're really lucky there. The editor of our paper lives in rural Gage. He's not commuting in from Lincoln or Omaha, but actually lives and works here. I've been on the chamber board with Patrick. Patrick was actually the chamber president, too. That doesn't happen in all the communities. I mean, we really are lucky. We give the press a bad time sometimes because they report on what we say and do, but we really are lucky as a community to have you guys and have a vibrant radio station and newspaper right here in our community. One of the communities to the south is just losing their paper, so it makes it even that much more important to have our legitimate local news right here. So although I'm saying thank you for this as well, I want to thank you for your work that the three of you and all your staffs do in our area. It really is appreciated by the community, and it really is a service. So thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you very much, by the way, Patrick. Now back to your office.
Yeah.
Any other public comment?
Probably all female votes.
Heard that, Eddie. Hold on.
Eddie, you were second.
They were all Melbourne.
Sheriff, can you see this from where you are?
It's a wonderful color. It matches your eyes.
Oh, my God.
All right. Committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights.
Good morning.
Hi, David.
Oh, during our committee reports last Monday, I did bring up White Castle Roofing was called by NIRMA. Brian Barnett got a hold of them and got a competitive bid. We did get a bid from Skyline Roofing on damage from the December storm, and he asked for another bid. So White Castle did come in. It's a Southwest roofing, copper roofing, flashing. They came in at $2,628, and NIRMA approved that. They said as soon as it was signed, the contract was signed, it would be 3 weeks that they could get to it. So hopefully that part will get done here soon, and we're still on them. They did not give us a bid on the evidence building as of this time yet, so we're hoping that while they're down here to do that they would do both the evidence building and the courthouse at the same time. So following up on that, the sump pump, I did have some bad luck with that. Our sump pump failed on actually Tuesday night and then again on Saturday. After the Tuesday issue, I did clean out the pit. And there wasn't any debris in there, but then with that storm, there was just enough green leaves and actually bird feathers that must have come from the downspouts and clogged it up, so we did have water down on the lower level. So I am checking on some on a bigger sump pump that can handle the debris on that, so get that taken care of. And I don't know if I said this, there's a downspout right on this northeast corner. I'm going to relocate that to shoot the water more. It'll still come down that side, but it will go more to the west, so we don't get all that extra water that runs down the ramp, right down the ramp there. So damages from the hailstorm, Veterans Office did take somewhat of a beating. They have the vinyl siding, and so there's quite a bit of holes in that. And their asphalt roof, there's some marks on that. I went around to our other properties, and courthouse actually looks pretty good. I didn't see any slate damage as of this time, unless it cracked one. I don't know for sure if it did crack any, but we have the EPDM roof on ours, And I did not see any divots in, there's foam board underneath of that. I did not see any divots in it or over at the sheriff's office on, they have the Duralast flat roof. But I did talk to Bill Hilton, and he's coming down next week from NERMA. But one concern that we do have is last time we had hail, it actually took, I think it was 2 years, and it's that freeze-thaw cycle that it'll start causing just small spider web-looking areas. And we actually did start getting some leaks in the sheriff's office after a couple years. And so NERMA did have that covered for us to replace the roof, and that's, I think, 2 years old now. So I don't know if it's still pliable and flexible enough that it handled this hail, but we did have some pretty good-sized hailstones right in this area, too. So we're still on top of that, making sure that we get everything. I looked at our county van, and I didn't see any marks on it, so it's just weird how it was kind of hit and miss. So, and I did not go out to the extension office yet either. I need to check that roof. Our metal roofs on the evidence building, mainly the evidence building. I don't see any mark. There's just marks on it, kind of cosmetic scuffs on it, but I didn't see any dents or dings on that. So, like I say, Bill Hilton will come down and we'll check them all out next week. And lastly, I am taking bids for the extension office restroom remodel, so I'm going to try and have those bids. I'm going to tell them 2 weeks, and I hope that they can get to it in 2 weeks. It's something that if we do it, it wouldn't be until August or September, so that two-week thing isn't really set in stone. I did see where Roy Lobby had some interest in it, and I see where he had his shop get hit, too, so I don't want to cause an inconvenience and stuff. So I'm going to see what they say. If they can get them to us in 2 weeks, that'd be great. And if not, I might go another 2 weeks after that. So that's what I have.
He's covered everything. I try and keep in touch with him so we know what's going on around here. Okay, so.
I guess I have a quick question for the board, and it doesn't directly fall under building and grounds, but talking about the van, there's been discussions about replacing the van over the last couple of years with something, we'll just say safer or more reliable. Does the board have any issue if we'd have somebody look around or Dave and look around or find another vehicle to trade that one in on and something newer? Would you want to keep that, or if we got a different one, would you use a different one?
We could use it for that, don't you think, Dave?
Yeah, there's quite a few times where we could
find something.
I don't think
it never hurts to look.
I don't think they'll give you anything for it.
My estimation, now's a bad time to buy anything.
Yep.
So I think if we could hold off. It's got to get better.
Well, with the recent hailstorm here, a lot of people are going to be looking locally anyway for replacement vehicles.
That's true, too. Just at the speed of government we move, if they do find something. But you would rather wait for now completely?
Myself, yes.
What year is the old van, what we have?
Don't say it like that. What year is the minivan?
I don't know. I didn't look to see. I know it has
miles,
70-some thousand miles on it.
Oh, shoot. It's got 130 to go yet.
Yeah.
It's a Chrysler.
Oh, well, hold on. Never mind.
What?
It goes a bit from
Rivers. It's probably in the 2000s, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
I mean, it's not terribly old. I know that could be 20 years old, but
it's still the same miles as years ago?
No.
Okay.
It's been, I mean, we've had it for quite a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to look. I'm not sure how.
I think it's been since I've been here.
It probably has. Exactly. I mean, it was a used one because they got it. I mean, I think we only paid $7,000 for it. It wasn't.
Right, yeah.
What was brought up on that was driving back and forth to Kearney or some of the things that we do take it to. There's been talk from other offices about having something a little safer, a little more, a little nicer driving back and forth, I know. But I should I get a feeling
I would
you
say,
guys?
I mean, we always have it serviced. It has been a reliable van, but there are some concerns. I know last week it went out to Ogallala. And so, you know.
But 70,000, heck, that's just broke in.
Well, I thought I'd run it by you guys and see what you thought. We'll
pick up some from the sheriff. They're newer.
When the sheriff gets done with them, I don't think we want to go the other way, not.
Get to Ogallala faster.
Historic plates.
Well, all the body panels are new, though.
We get those hand-me-downs from the sheriff.
No. You don't have anything to say. They used to have baling wire and duct tape down there, and you don't even know what that is.
But
I know what duct tape
is. With that, though, we'll hold off for a bit. There was some opportunity that had come up, so that's what brought that up. But there's always opportunity. We'll just wait.
It doesn't hurt to look and then bring it if you want to spend it, not or not.
I mean, we can bring something back if we find something, but. But no,
there doesn't sound like it's an urgency.
It's not just people just don't want to take it; they'll drive their own, and they're paying mileage for it because they're nervous.
A lot of people do that. I do it.
You'd have it inspected.
I know what I got.
So it's whatever.
Mr. Jergens,
I have a suggestion. The sheriff wants to get rid of one of his Humvees.
Yeah.
Place him with that.
I don't know if mileage would be better.
One of those electric ones, though. Isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure it's a hybrid Humvee.
Yeah. LeBron special edition.
Okay.
Well, if we do find anything or something seems,
at least talk about it. I mean, that's.
We'll go from there. Anything else for building and grounds?
I would like.
Go ahead.
Bring up one more thing. One area I did not have inspected yet is the terracotta roof on the old sheriff's building. I don't know if, you know, it doesn't look like there's any damage, but I did have two people from out of town. They approached me and said, hey, can you probably get that replaced? And I'm like, well, that building is pretty much, I guess you could call it obsolete. It has been leaking for years, so I don't know if I should have that in on our insurance.
I think right now is to find somebody from out of town that we don't know about is kind of they're like vultures coming into town because of all the hail damage and stuff we've had. And I'm not saying that they're bad people, okay, but they prey on people and take advantage of things, okay. So I mean. I'm sure there's somebody around that can look at it, okay? But, you know, it's worth looking at. But somebody from out of town tell you just come in like this and look at it, and that to me is a red flag, okay? But
I know, we've had this discussion on what to do with that building anyway, so I would hate to, if it does have damage, I guess I don't know what we would do. I would hate to see us spend a lot of money on repair work on something we would rather see go away.
Which building is that?
It's the sheriff's building, the old brick building. And it's got that special, it's a terracotta roof. So, but from what I've seen, I haven't seen any broken ones, but I do know when those guys came down, they sure did want to look at it, and they talked about that they could get us a whole new roof. And
That's nice of
them. Insurance.
Yes. Yes.
Insurance look at that?
Well, I mean, that's what I guess I'm asking is if I should, bring that one up also.
Well, if insurance adjuster is here, they just as well look at it and get an unbiased opinion, I would.
Yeah, he said Derber's coming down.
Yes.
Yeah, let them look at it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I do have a question on the bathroom remodels. Will the bid include or is there a, say a timeline for construction or a start time and an end time?
We are thinking August and September would be a good time for they don't have any meetings out there, and then to have it done before the election. would be a great thing also. As far as the timeline, when I did talk to Lammel Plumbing, they said that they would tackle both at the same time, and it would still take almost a month.
Okay. Well, and that's what I want to be sure of, so you don't get somebody that starts it and then doesn't get it finished, that make it clear that once they start, you at least that's the way I would want it,
yes,
that you know when they're going to finish. They get a deadline, and that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the agreement or contract, because it's better off not starting at all if you can't get it done within the time frame you need it done.
Yeah, because then they would actually, the gals out there would have to use the 4-H building restroom during that time. So
big inconvenience, and then if it's tore up during election stuff, it'd be better off just wait until election is over.
And that's why we're thinking that August-September time frame should give them plenty of time, but I was going to bring that up to in their bid to make sure that they could, you know, start on it and just keep on it during that whole time, because that does happen so often where they break away and then they don't come back.
Right. That's what I'm referring to.
Are you looking for other quotes on that still?
Yes, I'm going to get. I've talked to some people, but I haven't. They haven't picked up. I have just a drawing and specifications on what we want.
Do we need to have something in that if they don't get it finished by a certain time? What will happen? You know, if they start it and don't get it finished,
you can put a
penalty,
duration
penalty clause
and a penalty. Per day penalty.
I mean, good intentions can, you know, there's always good intentions, but when the time comes, for example, they have an, you know, Wymore gets hit by a tornado over here, and then they get, which is certainly tragic, but then there we are.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah.
I guess we have the option to decide whether we want to allow them some more time, but I guess I feel like we should be pretty stringent on our time frame.
I agree. I'll make sure that is in there too. But I know with them having to use another restroom during that time, it's something that
needs
to get done. And I've even brought up on the first bid, you know, I mean, if they wanted that original demo, it would be easy to do that. If that would help them out too, I could go out there and, you know, pull everything out and cut the walls out and things like that too, because that's what pretty much what we did on this one. We tried to have as much stuff ready as we could before they came in and started on it. So
that spreads you pretty thin, don't it?
You can always get some.
Sometimes it does, yes.
Well, I know across the street there's always projects.
Yes.
Yeah, I think as long as they're hopefully local people, we shouldn't have any major problem. But I understand the reasoning behind that. Okay, so.
Well, larger projects, we always have that in there because time is money. On small, this one, there's always a clause in there about acts of God, too. And supply chains, weather.
Yeah.
I think all those are going to, you're going to see a lot of lawsuits that have problems with that stuff. So, again, I think Mr. Swavely brings up a good point. Most people you're dealing with are people you can call and say, hey, we got to get this done.
Right, yeah.
It may make a difference on what they bid or who bids, if they have to have it done in that time frame you're talking about, because if they've got big projects,
we'll get somebody. They'll get it.
Okay.
Yes, I will make sure that's understood by the.
I always caution people on those too, because if somebody is busy, it's like somebody coming down to Johnny's Welding and telling them how they want something fixed. If they know they're going to have this amount of work and they're going to be busy at that time, they'll build that penalty in, and they're not building it in at cost. They're making money off that penalty too. We see it more at the state level, I think, than here.
Yeah.
But.
Hmm? I figured you just work on Mondays.
No,
just a half a day.
But no, Mr.
Well, I've heard of it happening.
Miller makes a good point.
It's good.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thanks, David.
Equalization, we've talked, you know, we'll be meeting July 13th at 1 o'clock for final equalization board. of the year, and I guess it'll be the first equalization board of the year. But for going over protests, if you do have any protests, please send people over to Patty, and hopefully they can answer questions ahead of time before the protest period. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
There are some large ticket items this time around. City Beatrice quarterly EMS services, $45,000. Dell Financial Services Sheriff Computer Leases, $14,281.68. Gage County Transfer of Road to Road Department Insurance Judgment. I don't know what that means.
It's just all the transfers that I do at the end of the budget year. So that's why the total.
But that amount went to Roads Department?
Some went to, there's several different funds that's involved. That's just the total.
So we can't blame this all on Mark then?
No.
Okay.
No, he would like to have all that money.
All right.
No, it doesn't.
All right. Total transfers out to departments, $1,388,720. Jones Automotive, Sheriff Vehicle Change Out, $13,658.66. NERMA, Insurance Renewal, $218,738. Village of Claytonia and Claytonia Rescue, three quarters EMS services, $13,500. Washington County Sheriff, boarding inmates, $13,950. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $40,383.59. Hard Rock Quarries, LLC, Rock and Gravel, $13,036.75. Murphy Tractor and Equipment, Excavator, John Deere Excavator, $193,857. Sapp Brothers Petroleum, Fuel and Oil, $34,388.37. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Juergens. Human Resources, Employee Relations. There will be discussions beginning again on the FLP contract coming up in the future, nearer future than far. Law Enforcement Emergency Management. Lisa won't be in today. She is down trying to determine whether we will meet federal disaster relief dollar amounts of $3.2 million. We did meet NEMA and state relief dollar amounts throughout the county. Looks like Beatrice will not be participating in that, we don't think. I did sign a declaration, disaster declaration, and sent it in on Monday.
But Norris is in on that, right?
Norris is in on that, and they're making final determinations hopefully this morning. It's a fairly short turnaround because they have 14 days to get it to NEMA, and then NEMA has 14 days to get that to the feds to determine if we'll get any back funding. Like I say, at the speed of government, that's moving pretty quick, 14 days and 14 days. A lot of those repairs may not even be made yet, so they're having to determine that ahead of time. But and then we see all kinds of officers from all over the place in the courthouse today for training. I don't know, maybe you'll talk about that a little bit.
I can't comment on that. We're working on something, but I'll have a news release on it probably by the end of the day. So.
Oh, sorry about that. Then.
That's okay. You didn't say what it was, so that's all right, because you don't know. Well, good morning. Just two or three things here. Of course, I mentioned Monday we had hail damage on a couple of vehicles. In the process, NERMA's been notified, and I've been talking to them about that, and then we're getting estimates on that for them. So that's moving along. The range is coming along. We should be able to use that here, hopefully, before end of the month. Hopefully, we'll get that accomplished. Mark was able to give us some labor and just a little bit of time to move some targets, and Mr. Thiemann helped us out on some material for the road and the range, so it's coming along. Looks pretty good. Once I get it all done, I'll just get some pictures from bringing, at least see what it is and how it looks. So I had the opportunity last Friday. I took Chief Hickman down to the community coffee in Wymore. They have one every Friday, a different business, and introduced him to a lot of folks there at that meeting since they contract with Wymore on dispatching. So that went real well. About a full hour. You couldn't get him out of there. So, but otherwise, good. So that's all I have right now.
So everything's good?
Right now. Now, in an hour, ask me that.
What about this Durango that always sits over here?
That one doesn't run, I don't think, does it?
Yes, it does. Oh, every day.
That's Don's extra vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah, well, right, God, just, well, how many miles you got in the van, right? That's one that we'd held over. We had it from way back when.
Been around a long time.
Long time, probably when you're still living here, maybe. I can't remember. And we just use that for our bank runs and things like that here and there for local. It still runs good. Don't, haven't spent hardly anything on the thing, so that's a Dodge, though. I mean, it just kind of runs forever.
What kind of call a scarecrow?
Gosh.
You sit it out here so that it scares people away.
Let's put it on a stick.
That's all I have.
Set a crash dummy in it for decoy.
Road and Bridge, Mr. Jurgens.
No, Mr. Dorn.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. I blew it there for a second. We have a timed event at 9:15. Thank you, Don. A public hearing to hear support or opposition to Class C liquor license for Whitehead Oil Company doing business as U-Stop 33 at 18550 U.S. Highway 77, Beatrice, Nebraska. There's a sign-up sheet on the table to my right. With that, I would...
It's supposed to be 18.
It's supposed to be 18550. It's listed as 1550. I would ask for a motion to go into public hearing at 9:15.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Jurgens, second by Dorn. Go into public hearing for the aforesaid mentioned reason at 9:15. Dorn. Please vote. 6 in favor. We're in public hearing. Is there anyone signed up to speak?
No, I think Patrick thought he had two, so he started writing his name. But other than that, it is blank.
Is there anyone that would like to speak for in opposition or support of the public hearing? I did not see a recommendation by the sheriff. Did you take a look at this, Sheriff?
This is not the special use. This is...
Sorry, Sheriff. Never mind.
This actually goes through.
Don't we usually get one from the sheriff's department for this also? Oh, but not.
But on this one, this is a new license, so they're not. They just sell out of the building, so this is a whole new packet.
Any discussion from the board for the public hearing for support or opposition for the Class C liquor license? We'll wait just a little bit in case anybody happens to be coming up.
The process with this normally is the Liquor Commission is going to do what the Liquor Commission is going to do, whether we say yes or no anyway, right?
Yeah, basically, they take recommendations normally from the governing authority, which in this case is the county board, but they ultimately make the decision. But this weighs very heavily.
Is there any amount of
time? Heavily?
What?
Heavily?
Well, locally, they don't have a clue.
We should have say that. I mean, or it's
they
just
rely on local input. Yeah. Let's put it.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
way.
if we have something negative, they would listen to that. Okay.
I mean, because I know with the city, they've had situations where because of certain issues, that the Liquor Commission took a little deeper look at it. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, usually somebody shows up and he says, "Please," was blunt. I mean. Surprising. Okay. Guess we'll leave it up to Gus.
I think it's going to be called a U-Stop as well, but it's owned by.
That's their name.
What's the location, Don?
550 North U.S. Highway 77.
Truck stop.
Diamond T.
Okay.
Is there
in your neck of the woods.
Is there any amount of time we have to have a public hearing for?
No. The time is right.
Okay. Not trying to cut it short, but there's no one here. If there's nothing else from the board or from the public, I would ask for a motion to close the public hearing at 9:19 on the clock.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Jurgens, second by Swavely, Dorn. Second by Dorn. Close the public hearing at 9:19. Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Back to Road and Bridge. Mr. Dorn.
Went over the permit for the water line. Dirt crew's been hauling rock, blading roads. And the bridge crew repaired bridge in Midland and Blue Springs, Wymore, DeWitt. And about all they've done.
What did I tell you?
That was a quick one.
Wasn't nothing there.
I have a question. I guess it's for Mark. He's off chatting. But I heard this morning that there may be an increase to rock of $6 a ton. Ooh. At the beginning of next month.
Concrete goes up next month.
Concrete does go up $6 a yard as of the 1st, and that's even on bid projects. And they've already increased it $5.50 a yard for fuel. I made the comment on the gravel. It's gone up twice now, I believe. Mr. Kunke, have you heard anything on aggregate increases at the 1st of the month?
I had heard
from a contractor this morning that there may be an increase of $6 per ton July 1.
I do know they've tried to implement surcharges.
They're going to remodel it.
I have made several phone calls to NEPCO about that because they sent out a letter stating since we are contracted, we will not be hit with surcharges, but it still comes on the bills and the invoices. So that is something that we've taken care of that we're not getting charged with, so I can see them hitting us with more surcharges if need be.
Would you keep touching base on that to find out?
Yeah, I got to contact NEPCO for other reasons, so I'll be talking to Dorn.
Fantastic.
This week yet.
I thought it was 5.
Anything else for Road and Bridge?
She missed the number completely.
Yeah.
Did you talk to Mark about that cemetery?
I did not. That's a great time to talk about it. And, Mark, I was also tardy. I got past my window on Monday to come speak to you, and I ended up in another town. With a little bit of luck, I think I'm going to eat up most of today in Beatrice, so I'm going to try to catch you again if you're available. But in Pleasant Hill Cemetery, there's a tree that's kind of falling in on itself as well, some brush and a fence. Would you kind of put that on your radar if the guys have time to work that in? It's above and beyond what's really required of the cemetery maintenance. Mr. Schuler had a picture of that.
Is that the one?
It's on Beeline.
It's on Beeline?
Yeah. And almost actually, the brush and the fence, I think, is the duty of the people that's been hired to mow it, but the trees are there's three trees. You want to pass that around to him? Three cedar trees. One of them still alive, but busted up real bad. And then there's two others are just completely dead, and they're probably diameter like this at the base.
So I'll put that on my whiteboard for the crews to know. And as soon as we get that thumb on that excavator, we can get a
okay. Yeah, well, and it's that one is really close to
I don't know if I want to get my big excavator down there. It might tear up more than anything, yeah. So we might want to use the wheeled one. We'll do what we can.
That picture there's a headstone right beside it. Some of them limbs are actually pretty close to hanging over the grave, so it. I don't know if you can just plan on cutting it off or pulling it out by the roots, but
I would seriously recommend not pulling it out
next to a grave. Yeah.
But with the brush, I mean, is it small enough where if they just spray it, that should be fine to take care of the brush in the fence?
Yeah, provided it doesn't damage the neighbor's crops. But the brush in the fence is small enough to just cut and treat this fall. Yeah, and that would be the duty of the people that's...
That looks like a good weed eater needs to be run through there.
How are the other trees on that?
There aren't too many other trees. I think there's one other tree. Those are the ones that are bad. The rest of them are okay.
I think there's one other.
The other two aren't cedar trees, but they don't have a leaf on them.
They're dead completely.
They look like they were healthy trees at one time.
I think they are cedars. I don't know what happened to them.
Worst case scenario, we can call a tree service to come in.
They don't look like trees. They don't look like cedar trees.
No, they don't look like cedar trees.
Yeah,
I've got other pictures, but I don't have.
How did they die?
How's that?
Why? How did they die and why?
I don't know.
Are you thinking about like overspray or
top might have come over on the one and then it just
That one. The other two look pretty healthy though.
But an evergreen like that, I mean, even if they're shooting glyphosate or something, I don't think that kills those, does it?
Nothing kills a cedar tree.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Hagworms can make them look sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could have been storm damage and stuff too.
On that one.
Just a chainsaw.
I hate to say it might be better to hire service out to do it. Just
take a look at it physically once and see what it looks like.
Because we don't have a chipper or anything, I assume.
We have a chipper, but that's,
if we have a chipper, can we just cut it up and chip it?
Possibly. Yeah. Just cut them down and chip it up.
I mean, then there's the liability of us if we damage something. I mean, I'd rather. I don't know. I'm looking at two trees right in a fence line.
In the past, I know when there's been tree damage, we've taken care of it when we can. But if it's something that we aren't capable of doing, then, I mean, a tree service could come in there and do it. I mean, why don't you take a look and see what...
I'll take a look at it, and if I don't think we can, I'll have numbers for you for the next meeting.
That'd be great. I mean, that's a good way to look at it.
Can I have this picture, Don?
Sure.
Thank you.
I thought I had. I must have deleted the other pictures, or I may have. I downloaded them onto my computer at home and took them off the phone. But I took pictures of each of the other trees. I was told about the one that was damaged. It's still alive. And then when I got there, I found the other two that were dead. They're not busted up. They're just dead.
Yeah. The co-op sprayed.
Probably.
Mr. Lytle.
Love it.
We take care of those properties, correct? Do we want to look at putting some new trees in there to grow to replace what we're cutting out?
I bet we can find some cedars somewhere.
Trees.
Yeah.
Why don't you and Dorn go out to breakfast together?
Trees are maintenance items. I mean, that's...
I think the first thing is just to get it cleared out. Then we'll decide what to do later.
It would definitely look nicer to have some trees. It's just trees are maintenance items, and these are abandoned.
If that one's next to a headstone.
Just get along the creek to pull a couple pin oaks out and plant them. They'll grow.
That isn't.
I mean, Jurgens is always worried about if he's in one of those. But
my thinking is just leave well enough alone unless somebody.
Right.
We could reconsider if somebody approaches us.
Pennies on the dollar.
And if people want to plant them, I'm guessing
they can plant them.
Or they can get it for that.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way I would
try
to get the try to make it look nice in the future.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay, moving on. Anything else for a road and bridge? Sorry, I got distracted. Moving on, approve or disapprove recommendation on Class C liquor license for Whitehead Oil Company doing business as U-Stop at U-Stop 33 at 18550 U.S. Highway 77, Beatrice, Nebraska. There was no opposition at the public hearing.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Jurgens, second by Dorn. Do we usually wait 2 weeks on these?
Uh-uh.
On the liquor license, we don't.
No, because I should know right away.
Is there liquor out there already? There is,
yes.
Isn't there?
Yeah.
So there's really no change.
Just different owner.
Different owner.
Yep.
And Whitehead is obviously in business selling liquor and gasoline.
Which group is, do we know which group it is? And not that it really matters. Is it the one from Saltillo or Westo?
I don't know.
Is there two different ones?
Saltillo is a shoemaker.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're right.
The Whitehead is a different oil company up there.
Yep.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, those two shoemakers up there.
Yeah, it's both shoemakers. Yeah, I was, yep. old oil people that I just.
You should know.
Yeah, I do.
That's,
call
that's,
them old.
That's the problem. I do know them.
All right. If there's no discussion, please vote. 6 in favor. Actually, motion carries. Approve or disapprove recommendation on special designated liquor license for Bottle Rocket Brewing, LLC, for an event held at the Barn Event Center at 2331 West Ash Road, Cortland, Nebraska, on June 25th, 2022. And I believe that Rocket Brewing is a Seward company.
Mm-hmm. Motion to approve.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Moved by Jurgen, second by Dorn.
Is there...
She's here to...
Is that a different barn than what we had before?
Yes. You're thinking of the Four Generations barn. Yeah. That one's actually a Pickerel address, I believe. Yeah. Are you here to speak on the Rocket Brewing? Would you like to give us any information on that? Or are you with the Rocket Brewing Company or
no,
with
I'm,
the barn?
I'm with the barn.
They asked if they need to be here. And they said they didn't.
You probably don't have to say anything if you don't want to, but we're glad there's another venue here in the county. We do have a recommendation by the Gage County Sheriff's Office, and there is no opposition for the special designated license from the sheriff. Any questions for the venue holder? If not, we have a motion by Jurgen, second by Dorn. Please vote. 6-0, motion carries. No, it is nice to see another venue. I wish you luck there. Have you been there long?
Yep, we've been there since 2000. But,
since 2000.
We just started kind of having events. And this one is just my event. And then I do like some small graduation parties and stuff, but nothing wrong with
it. All right, well, good luck.
It's a neat little barn. I was just in it a couple weeks ago.
That's great. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Where are you located?
2.5 miles outside of Portland to the west. Okay.
On the blacktop there.
No, that's Apple. We're on Ash.
Oh, okay.
So we're on gravel.
Okay.
Keep the pavement people away. No, thank you. Up next, approve or disapprove the agreement with Dickinson Real Estate for the referee work for the 2022 real estate assessment protest period. You all have the proposed contract by Mr. Dickinson.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jurgen, second by Swavely. Any discussion on this? If not, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the process for non-county budget funding requests. Briefly, I'll go over this one. The auditor has asked us for the last few years to take accounting of what money we give out to outside agencies, be it BBCA, SAND, Humane Society, whoever it is. That money is supposed to be used for the same purposes as what we can use it for. Case in point, I can't take public funds and take Roger out and go drink bourbon all night.
No.
Just as an extreme, you know, case.
That's a shame.
It's hard for...
calendar.
Yeah.
Well, we still can. It's not on public funding. But that would be an extreme case. Trying to get these organizations to give us their funding, what the money's used for is difficult. I get it. So we haven't asked for that. To make this easier... As we approve X number of dollars to each organization, what this agreement would say is turn in a request for the money as you spend it. It would be basically a, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Don, but it would be a, we've approved $10,000. That organization can turn in approved requests up to that $10,000. We reimburse it as it's spent, and that way, if they turn in a receipt for, say, the Humane Society transporting animals or fuel or whatever approved expense, if they turn in we aren't going to approve what they're doing. It's just, is it a public money approved expense versus a non-public funds request. It would be similar to what we do with Engage. Engage does that already. We get a breakdown of what this money is for. City reimburses half, we reimburse half, and then we have record of it.
We would go through the same process as we do as any office budget.
Or any internal office budget also.
And we approve them, and we just track, track the dollars. So.
The auditor is responsible for that?
That is all something that the clerk's office would have to do.
Yeah, it's more... More stuff on earth. We're basically asking, and I'll pick one, we support the public library here in town. Okay? So now we're going to ask them for a blow-by-blow on how they spend whatever we allocate, $15,000, $25,000.
They turn that in already, I think. The public library, like when they have a... They already turn in an accounting, books, labor, stuff like that. But there's some organizations that just turn in a funding request of X number of dollars. Some do, some don't. I mean, it's a mixed bag now.
I think the thing is if they're throwing an event and they're wining and dining, we don't pay for booze. You know, we don't for anyone. We don't allow you to put a claim in.
Those things anyhow.
Right, but if that's where their money is going toward, then we would not honor that request. We would tell them they need to submit something else. So that's how I understand it.
You've already spent more time on this, and frankly, it's worth. I mean, this board goes through the budget with a fine-tooth comb. And when you guys have a question, you call the agency requesting the funding, and they provide the answers, or it doesn't get funded. And I think I'm not aware of anything, and you're talking about the outside funds.
It's only – so it would be the – this would fall –
For the
outside agencies. So the ones that pop to mind, you know, like Blue Valley Community Action, Humane Society, places like that. Some of them do provide this. Other ones don't provide anything.
Well, I would suggest if you're going to do something like that, and again, we did something like this with our tax clients at the law firms. We just asked them to verify that they had receipts to show to justify the expenses they were given. This would be a similar situation. Just have them sign a piece of paper that says I'm not buying booze or anything else prohibited by state law for public funding. Instead of making them go through and give us another doggone budget list that she's going to have to go through, you guys are going to have to review and oversee. And a lot of it's not a lot of money, is it? And I don't mean...
It's like, in the big scheme of things.
How much? No. How much does the library get? I'm just picking on them because I know $26,000. So you don't think they're buying books, or I mean, the auditor doesn't think they're buying books and stuff for that.
We were written up for not having invoices.
Written
I know
up, though,
how
it's
you
a
feel,
recommendation.
If it's taxpayers' money, that's what they're telling us we need to do. So I guess if the agencies want the money, and this is what we've got to do, I guess
Mr.
it's up
Lytle.
To you guys.
Seems silly to me to attack it this way. If they want the money, if the agencies want money, and we're willing to give it to them, then why don't they bring forward an accounting of this is what it was spent on,
as opposed to,
if they don't want the money and they don't want to bring the accounting in when they have the application, then obviously they don't need the money.
That's what we have tried last year.
So rather than going and having 700 receipts for $6,000 worth of money that we have to go through, why not do it the other way? And if they don't want to do the accounting, then they don't need the money, obviously.
I was told by one agency when I asked for an accounting of it, they said that this needed to be asked for at the beginning, not now, and that they provide a glossy of their events. Well, that does not tell us where the money went. So this was to try to make it very clear on what they need to do because of the pushback.
I'm in Rogers'
the
camp. There's got to be a better way than 700
receipts.
Just like we do.
Just provide it when you...
But whatever.
Would you guys be okay with that, where it's provide an accounting on what this is used for before we issue any money? I mean, this made it easier. It was a drawdown, basically. Well, it made it easier for the applicant. It made it harder for the clerk's office. If they just provide an accounting up front, that's really easy because then it's like, yep, and then you just send out a dollar amount.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't all these agencies we're talking about, some of them might be quarterly, but most of the time it's a one-time thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
We usually, most of them have been quarterly just because that was kind of how Matt had set it up.
But they forget to ask each quarter.
Sometimes, yeah. But this was about the best that we could come up with to know that you feel comfortable with how those dollars are being spent. So that's kind of what the auditor's recommendation. So you guys do what you want.
It is way easier if it's just provide an accounting up front. If we want to do that, the one that that wouldn't work with would be Engage, obviously, because that's a reimbursement up to a dollar amount. That's the only one I can think of that we're set up that way now.
We know up front what we're spending the money on because they come here every year and they tell us in 5 minutes. Well, I know they don't anymore, but usually they come in and tell us what they want the money for
something as I understand from the auditor, though, yes, they're going to say they're going to hold this event. But they want to get the invoices. They want to get detailed. So because it is taxpayers' dollars, that's how I understand it.
And
so.
and the other one, Don, is you know a major one is Gage County Ag Society. We support
that. Is not funded the same way that they get our levy, and so they have not indicated that to me on those. Okay. That and the Historical Society just gets a certain amount of our levy. So it's just your agencies that are asking for the cash.
COVID crisis.
Yeah, they're asking for the cash, but we don't know what the cash is going for.
Presentations.
And that's what they want us to know.
We don't know exactly which item out of their budget they're using it on.
That's right. If they're buying items for March or whatever they do, you know, that's, as I understand what we were told, is what they want us to know.
But it's nice for them.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I don't know how to do it any other way.
Well, I think it's silly to have individual receipts coming into the courthouse that you have to look through and then we have to approve through our budgeting system.
We did have a glossy type thing that said their events, and that is not what they're wanting us.
Sure.
They want it more detailed. So.
That's just what
would it be possible, and you know, to solve the problem by approving this right now, but when we get ready to start divvying out money the next time, put something into effect, something like Gary's talking about, where they got to come to us with a thing, or they won't get their money.
We could do that now. I mean, so we asked them for that last time, and they. I think everybody chose not to turn anything in, really, that showed anything specific. So the next budget will be coming out. This is the idea was to get ahead of it before anything is in place for this next year's budget. Like Gary said, it'd be way easier to say, hey, present what this is going to be spent on. We're not judging what you're spending on. What you spend it on has nothing to do with us other than it's public funds. You're going to spend it on labor and fuel or whatever. Would you like to put it something in like that that says this is what these dollars are spent for, and if you can't provide that, the funding won't be issued?
Can we just have the agency provide a statement? Is alcohol the only thing that we're concerned about?
I just use that as an example because it was egregious.
The way it was explained, Vaughn, and I think he told us when we talked to him as our overview, is that kind of the same process we go through with the claims in our office when people turn them in. If they have the documentation, it's an eligible expense, we pay it. They want us to know exactly what they're spending, like copies of the invoices. I sent them a copy of their glossy thing that they just said we did this and this and this through the year. They want us to actually know and be able to say our money went for this,
sure.
Or the taxpayers' money went for this,
and
this is what it paid for.
I'm just trying to keep it simple
here. I don't
know how
else to...
This is what we spend your money on, and just list some of the items that they need it for.
And the dollar amount.
And it's the documentation that verifies that that's what. And
that's a lot of documentation if there's receipts for everything.
Yeah, you're going through that, it'd be a mess.
And you saw one of the situations with the Humane Society. You got in the middle of an internal squabble.
Ongoing.
Well, I'm just saying that you got enough headache dealing with your own county things and major expenditures you folks are responsible for. And
we could also pull back all funding and not worry about it.
We could do that. Would that be for the betterment of the public?
No. And that's the thing is Roger makes
again,
the point
I think you guys, you folks, know what's going on in your local county. Not somebody sitting up in Lincoln. And we got a better state than a lot of them, but that's where we usually run into the problems, is you guys know who you're giving money to. And some, we're kind of a closed-knit society. You know who they are. If there's a problem, it comes back to you. You can ask the question. You bring them up here.
I mean, it's good accounting, though. I mean, I will say it's a pain in the butt to do it where we have to account for every receipt. But we're required of everyone. I mean, I wouldn't want to do it. I just bought something this morning. I didn't keep a receipt on it. But I don't have to answer to anyone for private money either. I will say Don does a really good job at going through this. And does it hassle us sometimes? Yes. Is it a pain in the butt sometimes? Yes. But if we get in trouble or anything happens, if we can go back and account for every dollar, then we're going to say thank you at that time. Until then, we say, leave us alone. Don't bother us. And we're in the early part now where we're not in trouble and we don't want to be in trouble. And this does make it clean. I mean, it's just it's not the easiest route by any means. It's a inconvenient route. But it would be a route where every dollar is accounted for. We don't care where it's spent, but there's a record. And we aren't in trouble with the auditor. Like Roger said, it's a recommendation. Segregation of duties is a recommendation. We try to abide by that as much as we can, but every organization of our size has issues with segregation. So it's trying to do what can we do without a lot of pain and still be as good as possible, I guess, or how can we do this as well as possible?
I'm
on board with Roger on this. I just, every year we review, at budget time, we review who we're giving money to. And there are entities that we have refused money to because of one reason or another. If they weren't legitimate and they weren't worthy of the money, we wouldn't put it in our budget and we wouldn't give them money. It seems silly to me.
Let me play devil's advocate then. If Mark goes to a conference that we ask him to, should we make him provide receipts for money he spends on the way?
Yes, he's a county employee.
That stuff we're reimbursing. I mean, it's the same thing. It's a reimbursement by the county. He's an employee, and we've instructed him directly where these are outside.
They're not employees of ours. It's not the same.
But we're giving him taxpayers' dollars, and we're supposed to be good stewards of taxpayers' dollars, and that's what I was told.
So are you saying we're not good stewards of the dollars that we're given to these organizations?
We don't know if we are. That's what he's. That's why they're telling us that we should be doing this. That's why I'm saying to make sure we are.
We give some people money. No. We don't give others.
I'm just telling you what was recommended, so you have to make that
decision.
Whatever.
I don't care either way.
It is a recommendation there. It's. With this, we would have accounting of every dollar where it went. We don't care where it went necessarily as long as it's approved. But if we don't, it's not like we're being fined for it. That's where it comes into is there isn't an issue, and we don't think that there's an issue, Mr. Jergens.
So you're asking these entities
to accept this money, and anytime it's off on a separate pool here, anytime they spend something out of this pool, they have to turn it in as a receipt? Or what are you asking for?
Some type of expense report as they spend down the money.
Well,
if they ask,
I mean, they've got more than this fund to pull from.
Right. If they
to have another fund here and a fund here, and I'm using this for this.
No. Let's say $10,000. So what I foresee is we're going to have to create a spreadsheet for X agency. They're going to get $10,000. They're going to submit a claim for $1,000. With that claim, we'll have the receipts. We'll cut a check to them for the $1,000. Maybe 2 weeks from then or a month from then, they'll spend $5,000. When they hit their total of $10,000, they're done. They've collected all their money. It won't be quarterly. It'll be by invoices that they've
submitted. Just seems like it's a lot of extra work for nothing.
It probably is.
I'm guessing when they submit their request, if they would say, we use your funds for fuel and oil, for labor, for this cost, four or five items, whatever it's used for, that would be sufficient. It would cut a lot of extra work for everybody out. I don't get that. That would be sufficient. Okay? They have to come in here, submit a request every time they buy candy. Well, I mean, it don't make any sense to me.
We should have a certain level of trust to the agencies we give money to.
You can't trust anyone you give money to.
Don't do that.
Well,
that's the auditor's tweet. And yet they don't catch nothing, so they got
to... I agree with what Terry...
Watch out. It might happen
next
year.
Donnie, we don't do that
and
for employees.
You need to hire... I need
but
to hire
employees
somebody
is a different issue.
In my office
just
to accept the money.
You trust agencies?
And segregate.
But it's another agency.
You can't afford that.
And they have their own audit system. They have their own regulations. Employees, it's not the same, in my opinion.
How many agencies are we talking about in this deal? How many are we looking at?
20?
I don't know if there's 20. I don't think there's
upper teens.
Maybe, I don't know. It just depends.
So we send someone to training. Is it per diem, or does it just paid exactly for the receipts?
They turn in receipts.
Well, then that's fine. That's the way it should be. And you wouldn't turn in a receipt for alcohol, would you?
Yeah, we
can. Anyway, if you do, why then I wouldn't pay it.
Well, no, it gets taken out right away. If it's on there by accident, it's usually.
Yeah, or they turn in cash to cover that, you know. Yeah, whatever. I mean, nobody.
I never heard of getting
Mr. Swaper.
Cash. Maybe it should just be per diem.
The employee gives cash to the treasurer if there happens to be one receipt with a beer on it, whatever.
And that's the outlay.
Like for a meal. Like for a meal.
Yes.
When we divvy up, we need to come up with a short form that says this is what your money can be spent for, and when you turn in a request to us, you need to mark this form what you spent your money on. And leave the trust up to them that they didn't spend it on something they weren't supposed to. But if we have a form that says these are the things that you can spend money on that we gave you that is county money or public money, then you fill out, you check. All you do is when you send us a request and you check this, and this, and that's what we expect that you spent your money on and we're going to pay you.
Yeah, and that goes one step further. And if I just tell the auditor, they don't like that, we probably need to look for a new auditor. Really, because look at the time you folks have spent on this issue. When there is no missing money, there is not a problem. And then we're going to carry it, like Terry says, to the agencies out there that serve the public also, and we just assist them with the tax dollars from the county. So,
we spent quite a bit of time on it this morning.
And $13,000 for that recommendation.
Won't be the last.
Well, and nobody wants to do it because it's an extra step. It's cleaner. But it's more work. It's easier just to say I'd like X number of dollars, and then I'm going to spend it on what I'm supposed to. They probably
if you have a form that they check and put their name on, they can be held liable then if we find different. Okay, so
that would take it to a fraud situation.
Yeah.
We will, if that's all right with the board, we'll wait and ask the auditor. I mean, they're the ones that try to keep us safe. Unfortunately, they're a pain sometimes, but That's their job, is to nitpick. But we'll ask about a form that they sign that says they're going to spend this. I'm pretty sure I know what they're going to say on that, but we'll ask them and say, is this sufficient? We're not being fined right now. We aren't doing anything wrong.
You're not going to be fined on it.
No, we won't be fined either. We haven't done anything wrong. It's just they're trying to find a way to make it cleaner. Or more detailed, I should say.
They're earning their wages for coming out and harassing us. Okay.
And that's usually what you see with auditors and assessments.
You got to remember, Eric. The clerk's office has done a good job in cleaning up several things. What else is what? You read through the audit report. There wasn't a whole lot for them to report on. So.
There's some of the same items.
Yep, something.
And some of them are just number of employee issues that, I mean, segregation is one that comes up at everything we look at just because you need so many people. Let's wait on that one then, if that's all right. Approve or disapprove 1-year extension to the EMS agreements. We are coming up on our EMS agreement with the City of Beatrice again. I would recommend extending that again.
Yep. Move to approve.
Yep. I'm going to give that one to Mr. Lytle.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Juergens. Any discussion on this EMS agreement? Mr. Harris, do you have anything to...
No, I was just getting ready for the next one.
Oh, no, just just an extension on the EMS agreement, no changes in language.
I don't have anything that I would recommend. No.
And the money stays the same?
That would be the...
$45,000?
Per quarter.
Right. That's what I just read it today.
Unless you want to change the accounting on that.
That's what it's been for a long
time.
That
one we do get accounting on.
No, I mean, we could change it and make it work.
Inflation hasn't hit there yet. But
that one, they actually do give us an accounting of what they do.
There's always a way you can make it work.
It's true.
They're making enough on it, so it is.
If there's no discussion on that one, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Okay. Approve or disapprove the agreement for EPC services between Region 5 Systems and Gage County for July 1st, 2022 through June 30th, 2023.
Yeah, okay.
the amount's That's the same on today. This. It was just some language changes in the agreement. As outlined on the letter, with the bridge closing, that's causing some other concerns with, like, detox center and that kind of stuff. But we're just going to have to work through that. But the agreement basically is the same without the bridge in there. But recommend we do it again.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Juergens. Any discussion on the Region 5 Systems agreement with Gage County? With the counselor's blessing. If not,
Terry,
please vote. 6 in favor. Anything else for the good of the order? Please keep in mind, Board of Equalization, July 13th,
1 o'clock. Day, don't we?
It'll be. We will recess, and then we'll reconvene later in the day at 1 o'clock to do the final reading, final hearings, and final reading of all. Tax adjustments for the year.
12-hour day. So we'll have the meeting at 8:30 and at 1. We reconvene at 1.
Right.
Okay.
Correct. Anything else? If not, thank you all. I would ask for a motion to adjourn at 9:58.
Don't move.
Hold home, Donnie, and pass it through.
Okay.
Juergens, you want in on that?
Motion to adjourn at 9:58 by Swavely.
Juergens, you want in on that?
Second.
Second by Juergens. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor. We are adjourned at 9:58.
Hey,